But now let's turn away from recycling and reusing to the opposite, collecting. It's certainly true that one man's rubbish is another man's gold, as Angie Kennedy discovered when she spoke to Alan Wilde, whose days of dump digging have led to a wonderful collection of pottery.
A century ago, a Norwich woman scrapes her knife around the small round pot of fish paste, just enough there to cover a piece of bread for her husband's tea. She drops the empty white pot into the old metal bucket that she keeps by the door for bits of rubbish that can be thrown away. Fast forward to the 1960s, and a young Norwich Union worker and his friend are clambering up a grassy mound on some waste ground not far from the city centre. They raise the garden forks that they brought with them and begin to dig down into the earth. Time passes until the chink of the metal fork hitting something buried in the ground. They crouch over the hole that they've dug and see a white ceramic pot poking out of the dirt. The lid is a few inches further down, and when the mud is rubbed away, it reveals a picture of a herring, bloater fish paste, made just down the coast at Great Yarmouth. And now, another 60 years on, that dump digger, Alan Wilde, has laid out the little pot and its lid on his dining room table, alongside dozens of other examples of his fascinating finds from over the years. It's these little snippets of history brought to life that make Alan's discoveries so interesting. Small insights into what was on the shelves of the larders, on the mantelpieces and dressing tables of the Victorian and Edwardian households in his home city. "They just appeal to me," said Alan, who lives with his wife Tony in Sprowston on the edge of Norwich. "I started dump digging in the mid-1960s. I knew someone who was doing it, and I went along with him and got into it. You had to find out where the tips were. Some were very obvious. Like in Norwich, rubbish used to be taken by wherry to what became the Anglian water marshes. Others were at Higham Street, at Marriott's Way, from about 1900. Very obvious, whacking great mounds on level ground. Where Clark's snooker hall was on the industrial estate at Barker Street, well, there was a mound there, about 12 foot high, that was an old Edwardian dump with rubbish from the World War too. At Weybourne, where the North Norfolk Railway is, they used to bring in rubbish from Sheringham and dump it there. We dig that one with the permission of the railway and share the spoils. We also used to look out for pits near pubs where we would find old bottles and jugs. We would just use a fork and spade, dig down 6 or 7 feet, and then see what we could find. A lot of places didn't have refuse collection, so the people would bury their rubbish in their garden. Look out for ashes and elderberries. Those are the signs of where the tips were. Of course, these days, permission needs to be sought for digging on private land. And in more recent years, Alan, who had various other collections, including many autographs, has been searching for his items of interest at car boot sales rather than on muddy former rubbish tips. But his collection of finds remains a great source of interest and pleasure to him. He searches through Kelly's directory, the listings of trades and businesses in particular towns, to find out more about the companies who produce the contents for the pots that he's dug up. "I just like anything collectible with advertising on," says Alan. "The value of the pots is based on their rarity, quality, and the attractiveness of the design of the advertising on the lids. Some of these are for potted meats and fish, and they bear the names of Norwich and Great Yarmouth food producers. Others are as diverse as bear's grease to aid hair growth. There's toothpaste, shaving cream, cold creams to moisturise the skin. He also has a good number of pill and potion pots, whose contents were once touted to cure all manner of ills. Among them is one for Nature's Herbal Ointment, which claims to ease pulmonary complaints, soreness of the chest and lungs, sore throat, neuralgia, rheumatism, croup in children, severe pains in the stomach, spinal diseases, epilepsy or fits, afflictions of the heart and the liver, whatever were its magical ingredients that had such wide-ranging powers. One of his most prized finds is a decorative ceramic box of Balkan Sobrani cigarettes, one of the oldest cigarette brands in the world. Alan describes the thrill of finding this complete and in great condition. You're pushing your fork down and then, hello, we've hit something solid.
Fascinating. Thank you, Angie. Who would have thought that rooting about in rubbish tips and gardens would yield such treasure?